From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee-King, joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Nicole, tell me about the strange discovery at the Parkes Radio Observatory in Australia.
In 2007, radio astronomers had started picking up these objects called fast radio bursts. So flashes of radio, there was some debate over whether or not they were from very far away, astronomical things, or if they were nearby.
You mentioned that they're called paratons. What's a paraton?
A fictional mythological beast, a deer with wings, that cast a human shadow. The idea was, you know, is this man-made or not? Is this real or not? And in 2014, they put up some extra detectors around the telescope to look for sources of radio frequency interference, like light pollution of radio astronomy. And they were able to detect there was some kind of interference coming. Could have been a bunch of natural phenomenon. You know, there could be atmospheric events, could be related to lightning, it could be related to all kinds of things. In 2015, they finally figured out the correlation is that it was due to these two microwaves on site. And you know when you get impatient at your microwave and you just pop the door open before it's done? That let out a burst of radio wave that created this phenomenon. So it was like the impatient folks who couldn't wait.
I also get excited about Hot Pockets. So did this change radio astronomy at all?
So I was working at the Green Bank Observatory in West Virginia, and they very, very famously did not have a microwave. When they did put one in, it's like in this metal box to keep it from giving off too many radio waves. That's one way that observatories can avoid that.
As a radio astronomer yourself, do you make sure to wait for the microwave to finish before you open it?
I don't live in a radio observatory. I can get away with it.
If you have questions about the night sky, shoot us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee-King.